For God, we thank you for your glorious creation. We thank you that we as a church have been drawn together through our shared love of the splendour of the mountains and the wonder of the snow. We pray for our fellowship, spread as it is across the globe. May it be marked by gentleness, respect, and generosity. Lord Jesus, we all have so much to learn on our journey with you. Would you open our hearts and minds to allow us to live differently from those who do not know you? May we not hate as the world hates, seek redress as the world seeks redress, nor value others for the reasons the world may value them. Make of us, we pray, a people worthy of your great love and your redeeming sacrifice. As the season of Lent approaches, would you draw us to yourself so that we might spend time with you, listening to you in the quiet, and learning that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in you, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for the countries and the leaders of the world. In this time of national and international crisis in every land, we look to our leaders for guidance and protection. Give them, we pray, the wisdom and the humility to learn from experts and from each other. Give them a generous spirit so that the benefits of science and particularly of vaccination may be available to all, including the poorest. Help each of us, Lord, to be willing to share our time and resources in a new way, recognizing that we do not progress at all if we move forward, leaving behind the most vulnerable. We pray for Switzerland, and we give thanks for Verbier and the welcome and the happiness we've all found there. We ask for your protection for local businesses and for individuals in their work, their families, and their relationships at this challenging time. And we pray that those of us who are not Swiss nationals would be a blessing to Verbier, and that we would find ways to give back to the community and to demonstrate the love of Jesus in the town and surroundings. Lord God, healer of the sick, we pray now for those we know who are unwell, those who are in hospital, those who are isolated, or who are struggling with mental health issues, with addiction, with disappointment in life, or with grief. We hold them up, naming them silently to you now. Be with them, Lord, we pray. Reach down into the very place where they are and bring your Holy Spirit to them today. We pray for physical healing, but also for healing in the form of miraculous peace and deep joy in spite of all that they are suffering. And we ask that as we pray for them, you will fill them with a renewed hope for their lives in spite of their present difficulties. And Lord, please comfort all who mourn, remembering particularly those in Verbier who lost loved ones in the recent spate of avalanches. Finally, Lord, we thank you for all that we've heard so far today, from your word and from Andy as he spoke to us. We pray that we might embrace a new determination that our lives be marked by compassion and generosity towards others, whatever the cost. And we ask that we might carry this forward into the week and into the life to come. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, gathering all of our prayers into one, and as our Lord Jesus taught us, to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.